Are we?
Right.
Okay, there we go.
Whenever you're ready.
All right. I don't remember how we start this, but anyways, so what I'm doing isn't really that bad. And it was my pick, and I picked something god awful. I think I literally went to the like worst movie section of IMDb and was looking for something to do with, I don't remember if I was looking up sharks or if I was looking up Dracula, but anyways, we got to Shark Exorcist. What I will say is that there's like six or seven of these movies, all with like varying titles and yeah. And apparently the second one is much better than the first one, but I'm a purist and I was starting number one. So we're watching Shark Exorcist tonight.
All right. Sounds like a winner.
Yes. Should be interesting. Anyways, so I'm just going to start at the top, and we have Willis.
Sharks!
We have Don joining us tonight.
Hey, what's going on?
Mona?
What up?
Yay, sharks. My favorite.
Flesh Eater.
Yes, it is I, Lord Flesh Eater. I am more dangerous than any great white or megalodon out there.
And last but not least, Nudie.
Yeah, Mona, I don't think we really see much of a shark in this movie, so I think you'll be okay. They had about 10 cents to make this movie, and it shows.
Oh, 10 cents. I think you're overshooting them.
This makes a Polonia Brothers film look like a Oscar-winning movie.
Yeah, exactly. It's a joke between me and Nudie, and I think nobody else.
All right. So I guess whenever, on the count of three, we'll hit play.
Okay.
One, two, three.
Thunderbirds
are low. We in the stratosphere, baby.
Yeah, stratosphere. Oops, oh shit.
That's we're all gonna commit suicide after watching this.
Or gouge out our eyeballs. There was one movie I tried to watch. Is it Floss a Preacher or some shit like that? And it's about a priest. Yeah. I tried to watch that. I made it like, God, I don't, 10 minutes in, I'm like, I got to turn this off.
Dude, you turned it off before the best part. He didn't turn yet. Floss a Pastor is awesome.
I think he already turned. Yeah.
There's not enough gummies in the world to make it good.
I've seen enough.
Floss a Pastor is awesome. I love that movie.
Mm-hmm. That's why I brought Don up.
No, Lost Pastor is genuinely such a fun movie.
Alice.
How many cemeteries are located right on the ocean?
Well, that's how they market it. When you die, you get an ocean view.
Cheers.
Don, what about that movie Dildo Shark? Is that a good one to watch?
Dingo Shark?
It's like a dick shark or something.
Dingo?
Dildo, I said. Oh. Good Dildo Lord, shark. Girl. Go get those ears clean.
Is it an Italian shark?
Damn.
Nah, I've only seen... I've seen most of Dick Shark, but I didn't finish it. And I've seen most of Dick Shark, but I didn't finish it. The copy was faulty, and I couldn't finish it.
Oh, what a shame!
Why is she bleeding all of a sudden?
The nun just stabbed her.
That is a lot of blood from one stab.
How'd you miss that? It's a pivotal scene in this movie.
I think it was weird.
If I could sit through all the Sharknado movies, I could sit through this one.
Whoa.
No, you haven't.
This movie.
No, you can't.
You cannot compare this movie with Sharknado. Come on.
Sharknado's
are meant to be that bad.
Sharknado is awesome.
Yeah.
On my Google feed, the trailer for Meg 3 just popped up, or it could be a fan-made one.
Yeah. Fan-made. They
haven't announced it. Meg 3 trailer.
Fan-made. They didn't even announce it yet.
After the second one, I'm kind of like, oh.
No, here's the golden rule of Hollywood. If you don't hear it from reputable sources, it's fan-made.
Yeah. Well, now you can't.
I mean, you know, internet is so full of shit anyway. It's like your stoner buddy who just picks up shit.
But something like that, for something from that kind of scale or magnitude, you're going to hear it from reputable sources. You're going to hear it from like Variety or Inside Hollywood or stuff like that. If it doesn't come from places like that, it's not. It's fake. It's fan made.
It's fake news.
Yeah. Like that stupid Freddy poster that keeps going around.
Yeah,
coming to Max bullshit.
Yeah, my friend had
Oh, that's that thing. Oh, I've seen that. Yeah.
I and me on Facebook. He said there's a new Nightmare Elm Street coming out. I said that's fake. I told him that's fake. I said Wes Craven's family is holding on tight to Freddy.
Yeah,
I do. That's what my brother said. I'm like, dude, if it's from the internet, chances are it's bullshit. I mean, I'll believe it when I see it.
Yeah. Why would you announce the trailer coming next month when there's been no announcement that it's even been filmed in the first place?
Right.
Yeah, the fact that Robert Englund said he's too old to play Freddy now.
Yeah, they did have Robert Englund's name on that shit. I was like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
I mean, unless he does like an out of character cameo or something, then he's not appearing in it. If he's like, you know, Freddy's psychiatrist or somebody that works in like the mental hospital where he was sent, then yeah, he's not appearing in the movie.
I still say if they do another.
Ooh, Quentin Tarantino was obviously inspired by this.
The feet out the window?
Yeah. I still say if they do a new Nightmare on Street movie, they should do an animated one so Robert Englund could just do the voice of Freddy Krueger and call it a day.
I wouldn't mind. I'd like to see an animated. Yeah.
I wouldn't mind that because you can get even more into the Dreamworld stuff without it being all CGI.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, Warner Brothers don't know how to make money, so.
Well, they're still sitting on that Looney Tunes movie, so of course they don't.
They got another one coming out tomorrow. They shelved one but released another one. That makes no sense.
Right. The Acne movie they shelved, right?
Yeah, uh-huh. But they
that girl in the backseat's got her eyes done like she's living in the 80s. The fuck? The director must like feet. Mm-hmm. She's got more.
I was gonna say it was obviously inspired by.
He watched Death Proof too many times, and then.
I hear you, Nudie. I said beach toast. Beach toast.
Pork and beans. You heard me.
Those are my toes.
You need to get your ears cleaned. I'm sorry.
No, I need new headphones.
Oh, I gotta send you another pair.
Yes, candy.
Oh, yeah, sure. Okay, I'll spend $1,000 for you.
They are not $1,000. There's some that are like 20 and 10.
10!
Well, the last pair I sent you were 15, so. They lasted this long, I guess, right?
Yeah, that's a long time. Thank you.
I'm still using mine that I got from the Marshalls. Years ago, but these
I hope these bitches get eaten.
Yeah, but these
Marshalls
are
and TJ Maxx and Ross and Burlington.
Just gonna eat each other.
These are Turtle Beach joints. That's why it's still good.
Put some in your wish list, Mona. You never know. Maybe I'll send you a pair. Mm.
A bitch list? Mm.
She really can't hear tonight. Good God.
Oh, my gosh. I got you a candle from Goodwill. I thought it was the candle. It's like blue, the candle. And there's like a, I thought it was a shark in it. But it ended up being like Moby Dick. Oh, it's a whale. I have like little piles of things to send you. I'm filling up a box so you can get a Moby Dick candle. Nice. And then there was a really cool light. It was like, it had like water and then a shark at the bottom and a swimmer like trying to swim away. But it wasn't priced, so they couldn't sell it to me. And when I went back the next day, it was gone.
Oh, you should have stole it the first day.
I know. I shouldn't have said anything. I know. I fucked up. I was like, why didn't I just steal it? Why didn't I steal it?
You like how they make his eyes glow so you know he's an exercise shark?
Yep, that's pretty funny.
Yeah.
He's evil. There's a shark in there.
She's like all bowing before she even.
You can tell she in shallow ass water.
Nice.
She's not even trying.
No, I know, right? There's not even a drop of blood.
A giant silicone boobs are bringing her down.
Oh, that big shark didn't eat her. Just left some scratches on her leg.
All she had to do was stand and run, and she couldn't.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh my God. Acting is terrible.
No, you haven't seen anything yet. I'm very passionate. You haven't seen anything yet.
Get to the house. Get to the chopper.
I don't understand why she has blood on her face when the only thing it did to her was supposedly cut her leg.
Yeah. Oh, she bit her tongue.
Oh, yeah.
Oh. Very dramatic music they have.
Yeah. That kind of reminds me of that, like that commercial.
That's the director right there.
He's like, we at the new heart center. You pick the heart.
Yeah, that's the director right there. That's his camera.
Oh, oh my goodness. Oh. Why? What did he do to you? He
made this movie.
Oh, well, you haven't even gotten, like, I guess maybe we are 10 minutes into it. So you haven't even gotten 15 minutes into it.
Happen to play a game with a shark in it.
Right. I mean, come on. The girl gets out of the water. She's got some blood on her chin and a little bit on her leg. That's it. Give me a break.
They was at Dave and Buster's.
Yeah. Yeah, instead of trying to worry about her friend stuck in the hospital.
They're playing games.
Just because. Wow.
Cool. Couldn't find any subtitles for this poor movie.
We don't need them.
Whatever. Whatever.
Whatever, dude.
Totes. Mm.
Whatever. Whatever, motherfucker. Whatever.
Excuse me.
Ghost whackers? Is that when you get a hand job from a ghost?
I hope so.
I guess so. Dan Aykroyd know about that. Ghostbusters.
Yeah, right. I was going to say that. Ray Stantz would know. He got a blowjob.
Of course, they had to be beautiful bodies. Because a shark would never eat an ugly body, right?
Nope.
Nope, but that's if they at Anime Bay, or whatever bay that is, from Jaws.
Of course, you don't mention the fact that just 2 seconds earlier, the guy was standing with his back towards land. His back is towards the lake.
Well, and now she's talking at the camera while he is filming her from the other side.
Yeah, he's filming her ass. Push her in.
Damn shame. Damn shame. Oh, shit.
Very dramatic.
She's a hell of an actress.
I'm waiting for her to say, by the power of Grayskull. Yeah.
Whoa.
Jesus Christ.
Could have used a second take to make sure she didn't fall over.
Right?
She having a fucking seizure. She having an epileptic fit.
She's probably just trying to get her. She's probably just trying to get her foot stuck from out of the rock.
The fuck am I looking at?
So apparently,
oh man, I'm gonna need a cold shower now.
So that lady plays Nancy Chase, right?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Okay, so I think so.
Let's go with that as yes.
So apparently, the actress is Ronnie Jonah, and she is a Canadian director, actress, and professional wrestler.
I thought so. She. Yep. Is on WOW. That's yep. Where I've seen her from. She wrestled on WOW. She one of the, I think she one of the trailer chicks or something like that.
Jesse Jones?
Yeah, I think that's who that is.
I hope her wrestling is better than her acting. Holy shit.
Yeah, I think she is.
I've only seen WOW like once. It was the premiere episode.
This, like, never watched it again. Acting.
I know it's pretty bad.
You wanted a bad movie.
Oh,
okay.
This is the spirit of the show. Yeah, I'm glad you finally picked a really
complain.
Good one. Now you can't complain about my alien little midget alien picks. And
apparently, she also starred in a horror anthology.
No, she's been in Dozens
of Blood.
Yeah, she's been in tons of stuff. I've interviewed her before for my Women in Horror Month stuff.
That's kind of cool.
Do you wear a tank top when you're interviewing them?
Most of those are email. I've only interviewed 2 or 3 people in person.
I'm going home.
She wants to soak in her tub.
I'll soak in her tub.
Tub of tub dub.
Can I join you?
Don't you know it's not good to hitchhike?
Yeah.
Hitchhikers beware.
Although she does look like she's working, so. Well, is it you buy the monkey popcorn bucket?
Nope.
Why not? You love monkeys.
That damn thing was $45.
Yeah? What? Yeah. What? I bought it. I'm waiting for it to arrive.
Willis loves monkeys.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah, I love the movie, but I was like, it's $45 and it doesn't make any noise. So I said, that costs too much for something that don't make noise.
You should have did a GoFundMe. Willis is too cheap, and he loves monkeys.
He'll buy useless other shit, but he won't buy a useless monkey bucket. I don't know.
That motherfucker look ugly as shit. I ain't want that goddamn thing in my house.
You gotta pick and choose, okay? Sometimes you can't get all the useless shit.
I had,
The worst bucket I think I've ever seen is the red one bucket. All it is a fucking clear globe.
Oh, yeah, that shit looks fucking stupid.
Yeah, it's like a clear globe that glows red. Big deal. What did you say, Mona?
I want the Nosferatu.
The coffin?
Yeah, the coffin.
And the other one that looks terrible is the Gladiator 2 one.
Yeah.
It's just an arena bucket.
I gotta rewatch that again, Nosferatu. That was a strange one. I guess Robert Eggers is doing a Labyrinth 2?
Yeah,
he did too. I gotta rewatch it again.
Yeah, well, I guess he's doing a Labyrinth 2. David Bowie's cock.
Robert Eggers. Yeah, I know. I was supposed to say, what are they gonna do without Bowie?
The only way that movie would make sense is
I've seen him in concert before he died.
Like, they're literally standing in the water.
Come on, I know! Right?
Maybe
if we do this proportionately, the shark must be about, like, it must be like one of those really tiny nurse sharks.
Medieval.
Because they're, like, standing in the water.
Oh, yeah.
It's the same scene every time.
Yeah.
Why the hell is he having such a hard time pulling himself up? The shark wasn't even attacking him.
I know, right?
But he's a proportionately sized. Well, that was some good CGI right there. Some proportionately sized, you said, right? That Mickey Mouse movie that's coming out with Arthur Clown as Mickey Mouse. He's supposed to be the size of a mouse.
Oh my god!
If you look at the posters and everything, he's really small. So I don't know how the hell that's going to work, but I'm very intrigued.
I think they just need to stop doing live actions of all the cartoons. Like, I'm sorry, we don't all need them all as live actions.
This is a horror movie.
We don't need real people.
This is a horror movie. Mickey Mouse is a killer.
Yeah.
Is that really okay? Art the clown and
yeah.
Okay, I'm going to look that up.
Yeah, he's playing in that as the Mickey Mouse character or Steamboat Willie. What's it called? Screamboat Willie or something?
Yeah, some dumb Steamboat shit.
Oh, that looks funny. He's wearing like a mouse costume. That's funny.
Yeah, I'm interested.
I need to still see the Popeye one.
Oh, that one hasn't come out yet, the good one. There's one on my Plex it's all right, but.
I'm too busy playing RoboCop to watch any movies right now.
Shooting him in the dick, Willis.
Yeah, you could do that. I just shot his hands off. They said, "Oh, he That's shot awesome. My fucking hand off."
Oh, here we go again.
See, like, yeah. He's filming her behind her. She's talking to our camera with him filming her.
Yeah, it makes no sense.
That is so ridiculous.
Don, did you do a review of this on Letterboxd?
It should have been around at the time I was. Uh-huh. If not, it's on my website.
That would be awesome if you could read one of your reviews. We always read your reviews. Now we have Don to actually read his own review.
Yeah, it's more fun.
I think it was
to read it in front of him.
Did you do it, Nudie? You should.
Like I said, I think it was during the time that I was still doing them on Letterboxd, so it might be there. If it's not, it's probably on my site.
They should have given it tiny red horns and a pitchfork. I'm just saying. They really should have. That would have been hysterical.
At least he's filming her the right way now.
Right.
I'm saying go back and look at all the footage. It's just a picture of the back of her head.
I'm not sure Terry Mead is my thing.
That is gross.
It tastes a little like cough syrup.
What does?
Like your NyQuil.
Cherry mead.
Oh.
Not NyQuil, but like cherry flavored, like way back when they do like cherry flavored cough syrup. Mm-hmm. And it kind of tastes like a cherry cough drop. Yeah.
I remember my dad used to have to force that stuff down my throat when I was sick. He's like, yeah. you can't cough it up. He'd have to hold my mouth closed.
Oh my God. Yeah, no, I mean, I paid $20 for this bottle of mead, so I'm going to be drinking it, but I don't think I'll be buying that flavor again.
You don't need the mead.
I like mead. I'm getting bees. I have bees coming in April.
Oh, I just logged in the letterbox and typed in shock exorcist, and a picture of Don in his tank top showed up. All right.
Why is this lady this like
tank tops?
Don is
doing some weird possessed erotica on the grass.
What was that, Nudie?
And the masturbate.
I said Don is a tank top man.
Oh yeah, I still haven't changed my avatar on there yet. I think that's my old one.
Yeah, you look really young in the picture.
Yeah.
All right, we ready for this?
Yep.
All right.
Wait, hold on. I want to try this out. Guess what the rating is.
Oh yeah, we'll do that at the end. I won't say the rating.
Oh, you want to do that at the end? Okay, yeah. All right, yeah. Go ahead.
Yeah, because then they get to hear what you say, and because I find you have a very unique reviewing style. You always say, this movie is highly flawed, but enjoyable. You always got that weird little beginning where it's very highly flawed, but somewhat enjoyable. And then he lists off like 100 bad things and 2 good ones and gives it an 8 out of 10. All right. So we'll do the rating at the end. So here we go. Watched on August 2019. After a series of strange attacks, a woman grows concerned her friends are affected by a strange source and soon discover that a curse has unleashed a possessed killer shark in the community controlled by one of her friends. Heads out with a local priest to save her possessed friend and stop the shark. Oh, here we go.
So yes, that's actually what's going on in the film.
All right, let me take a drink of water here because this is a lot to read.
Yeah, sorry.
First line out of the book. There wasn't a whole lot really wrong with this one. There wasn't a whole lot really wrong with this one. One of the better features here is the sheer lunacy continued within this one, as all the various plot lines throughout here all come together. Mixing together the supernatural with the nun's sacrifice and the paranormal investigators' psychic connections to the creature, as well as the body hopping possession that affects the numerous victims that are gradually put under the shark's evil presence. The film gets plenty of mileage out of this supernatural inclusion. That these are placed alongside the concept of a creature feature involving a shark running free in a small town lake has some interesting aspects to it. Likewise, there's also the fact that this one generates enjoyable attacks. Okay, we've yet to see one. The supernatural attacks.
I don't know. They seem to be enjoying themselves. She's running around on a playground.
The supernatural attacks by the possessed victims, relying on temptation aspect of the sultry performer at the heart of the scenes, turns nicely into creature feature when the shark arrives and takes them out in traditional manner that has some worthwhile suspense to things. That these attacks are mostly accomplished with decent enough CGI. Wait a minute. Let me read that again. That these attacks are mostly accomplished with decent enough CGI.
Wow. CGI.
To not make for an embarrassing shark. Okay. I'm done.
I like what, to get
did you fucking slip you on and bang your head before you watch this movie? Wow. All right. It's enough to end up holding this up for its positives over the detrimental negatives. The biggest problem to be had here is the fact that hardly anything makes sense. The randomness of throwing all sorts of utterly bizarre sequences from watching a fake paranormal investigator being involved into the scenes of the possessed friend going around town picking up various townspeople as a potential sacrifice only none of them are actually sacrificed to a stupefying scene of a random coven of witch wannabes trying to contact the spirit of someone who died at the lake.
She's like doing a striptease before she jumps in the pool.
Oh,
yeah.
I mean, I got to watch striptease.
That's what
first.
I do every time I take a shower or bath.
I imagine you do
the
that.
Cats.
Yep. Exactly cats are pervs. They like it.
Watch out, they like it.
Okay, I'm sorry. So I've had cats for a very long time, and during a few instances, I actually had a significant other, and yeah, I know, it's amazing. Oh, wow. But anyways, we'd be like getting like frisky in the bed and whatever, and then you'd look over and the cat is just looking at you. And I made this book for one of the people that I was dating because I was going on vacation, and so I decided to make him a dirty book. And I did a section at the back that was all just labeled "My Cat's a Perv," and it was just me doing like scantily clad pictures and my cat just staring at me like, "What are you doing?"
I am slightly intrigued. Tell us more. Is this dirty book for sale?
This dirty book is no longer in existence, apparently, because I broke up with him and he has a moral compass that encouraged him to burn it. Wow. I was kind of very sad because like it was one of the better art projects that I did.
It was, what if he showed everyone lovely. Before he burned it?
Nope. He didn't.
Are we talking about a certain ex-director of a certain show?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to text him after the show. Hey, you got that dirty book?
He totally doesn't, I promise. He might have a couple pages stuffed somewhere, but.
All right, let's back to this wonderful CGI review. Happened? All right, what do we got here?
Yeah, back to the Academy Award winner.
All right, the Covenant of Witches of Someone Who Died at the Lake.
They were in a swimming pool.
None of this is explained or even given a reason for being here, much like the sequence at the fair that goes nowhere, or the endless host of people in bikinis that pad out the running time. When it could have tried to bridge together, it's interesting plot points. Well done. The other issue is the sheer incompetence displayed throughout the film that really does this a disservice. The audiovisual problems here is the main point, making for a cheap-looking atmosphere to have the natural sound in the scene that either never matches what's happening or being so obviously overdubbed in a different setup that really manages to make this look and sound awful. Yeah, that's what it is. The exorcism scene suffers from the most turning what could have been a cheesy sequence into a cheap jack look here with a barely 2-minute sequence that ends up becoming a joke of a scene that it just drops the big significantly. I think that's a typo.
Or maybe I just didn't spell check it.
I don't know. It says, the barely 2-minute sequence ends up becoming a joke of a scene that is just drops the big significantly. I don't know what
drops
you
mean. This significantly, probably. That's what I probably should have right. wrote.
As well, with the lack of nudity. Oh, there we go. Now you're talking. And gore. And a scenario that requires plenty of it. These stand out as the biggest problems to hold this one back overall. Rated R, unrated, graphic language, and violence. All right. Who wants to go first with what they think Don rated this movie?
I'll go. He gave it a 7 out of 10.
Well,
Letterboxd
is only 5, so.
So I say he did a 3.5 out of 5. Ooh.
All right. Who wants to take a guess next?
3.5, like Willis says. It's like he feels bad for all these movies and gives them a good rating. It's not honest.
What do you think?
Benefit of the doubt.
A 4?
And Sam?
I think I'm going to go with a 4, too.
All right,
Tom, I gave
mine a 4.
Do you remember what you rated it on?
I'm not looking at it offhand because I'm trying to be as shocked as everybody else here. I think I ended up rating it like a 3.
All right. Well, for a review that started off with, there wasn't a whole lot really wrong with this one. And then he tore it a new asshole at the end, meaning there was really a lot wrong with this one. He actually gave it a 1.5 star rating.
What?
Oh, wow.
So that's a 3 out of 5. I mean, wow. 3 out of 10, if you do it in the 10 rating.
So
I think gave it a 3, or I think it's either a 3 or 4 on IMDb. I'd have to check.
Yeah, so you're pretty even with that. I mean, it's a low rating for a shitty movie, but I don't know. I think it should be a little lower, but I'm actually proud of you on this one. You didn't give it a fucking 9 out of 10.
Shark danger, shark sighting, no swimming and all the blood. That was a pretty cool scene. I'm just saying.
Like I said, I think on IMDb, I think it's either a, I can check right now. I think it's either a 3 or a 4.
I'm going to expose that bitch for the fraud she is. Sorry, that was a great one.
I just loved his line where he said the CGI was decent enough.
Well, the scenes of it actually swimming around don't look that bad. It's just when it's actually moving.
It makes the Jaws 3D non-moving shark.
This lady's like walking all like weird. Look at her. She's like zombified.
I think she's possessed by the shark.
She is. She was having some weird erotic thing going on down by the shark. Or something.
Looks like everyone down central over here.
Right?
Breakfast. Oh, she's trying to come on to her like, hello there.
Of course, she's trying to expose her for the fraud and she's actually possessed. Phoenix.
Like, if you're following somebody, would you like stand?
Ew,
like,
she just puked on her. Ew.
Looks like it was coffee too.
Yeah, that guy can move for a fat guy.
Yeah, he's very motivated. I'm not very motivated. I don't like running that much. I used to run like that. I used to run a lot. I don't know how I convinced myself to do that, but I did.
I loved running. I haven't tried. I'm too old and fat now.
I could still run very well.
It's not good
well.
For you, though. It's not good for your knees. And
I know.
As long as you do it the correct way, it's not bad for you.
Okay, here we go. Yeah. 3 out of 10, and 1 out of 1 person thought this was useful.
Why are we spending 10 minutes watching this idiot jog?
I told you,
we don't know.
The old man said.
I told you, it's all useless bullshit to pad out the running time.
Literally get running. Yeah, I think Sam might have picked I don't know if this is the lowest of the low we've done, but.
I don't know, you had us watch Ape.
That movie's awesome, come on.
Oh, look, he found a hot chick and now he's going to vomit.
Oh, why do they gotta do?
Ah,
it doesn't even look real. It just looks like fucking coffee. Look at like Tommy Dreamer when he's like 100. Why would he like just stare there? Like, run away and get the cops. Oh, look, she runs pretty good for a heavy chick. Equal opportunity running going on here.
Oh yeah, because I'm gonna be very scared by that attitude.
I tried to act one time in a one of my friends was making a movie, and every time the camera pointed on me, I just started laughing. I couldn't stop laughing, and he wanted me to try to be like a pompous snot, like that waiter in Ferris Bueller.
Uh-huh.
You're the sausage king. I couldn't do it. I just couldn't stop laughing.
And you're not supposed to look in the camera when you film something.
Were people looking in the camera here?
No.
I don't know what the fuck they were doing here.
This movie, I don't even think they noticed a camera.
You're all like, there's a documentary crew.
Documentary. The Terrifier
documentary
is coming out.
That's funny.
It's on Screenbox, so I might have to get Screenbox for a month to download it. Mona.
What?
More Art the Clown.
Oh, I know.
Did you watch that very first one that I put on my Plex, the prequel?
No.
The student film one. It's actually pretty good. It's only like 20 minutes.
Yes, it's a shocking award, duh.
That sucks. Oh, Willis, while I was looking up my Shark Exorcist review, I was looking up that Ronnie Jonah to see if that really was her from WoW. It's not. No.
Who is it?
Okay, so the character that plays Jesse Jones, her name is Jesse Bell McCoy. She's only done this. She's in one show called QOC, which I have no idea what that promotion is. This girl here, this Ronnie Jonah, she was in a series of trailers called Women Extreme Wrestling.
Oh, okay.
That came out like in the early 2000s. I'm seeing like 2003, 2004. So she started there, and then she started going into these indie horror films, because there's a lot of other stuff here like shortly after that. But yeah, I think they're two different girls. They look almost exactly alike.
They do almost look alike.
I was going to say, yeah, because I know who Jesse Jones is, but yeah, it's not hers, because she's got her wrestling stuff's from like the early 2000s, and then she moves into like indie horror in like 2006, 2007, and then Jesse Jones, all of her stuff is like the last two or three years.
What the fuck did we just see?
I don't know.
They got in the lake and started screaming, and I think the shark ate something, but I don't know who it was.
The girl on the dock? Like,
maybe. She probably had it coming.
Like, the screen went to like some psychedelic rainbow thing, and we didn't see anything. Oy, oy, oy. She does look like Isla Dawn, so maybe that's why you were thinking. Maybe you confused her in your head, Willis.
Who?
No.
Isla Dawn?
Who's that?
Who that? Like, you don't know who that is.
No, for real, who's that?
She was wrestling on NXT and all that shit.
I don't watch NXT.
I know, but you know everything about wrestling. Come on.
I haven't watched NXT in years.
Oh, anyway, she looks kind of like her a little bit.
No, I was going to say, well, so I was with you on board. I thought that was her. They look exactly alike.
Yeah, they do. Except she looked younger than the other lady, because the other lady looked kind of old.
Well, this is from like 2014, 2015, so they would have been a few years ago.
Okay, so yeah, they would really look alike then, now.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. I would have sworn that was her as well.
You know, since Sam picked this, do you know, Sam, there's a fucking sequel to this? So we're going to have to do that somewhere down the line.
Like I told you. And supposedly it is much better than this one, at least according to the rating.
Well, that's not saying much. It's kind of hard not to get
that. Don't exactly have a high bar to clear.
Did you see the second one, Don?
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know if you reviewed it.
I mean, I can say it's better. I'll give you that much.
Shark Exorcist 2.
I'll say this, it is better. I mean, it looks like there's actually more than a dollar put into the production.
For your opinion.
Sadly, you didn't do a review for it, though.
It's not out yet. I'm saving that for Shark Week.
Oh, man.
So, yeah, this is the fair scene I was talking about earlier that just goes nowhere.
Now, there's also a Sharkula. A Jurassic.
Yeah, anything that's Polonia Brothers, I put a ban on the show. Movies are, I can't censor them.
Ouija Shark.
Do they have a Sham Wow Shark? Sham Wow.
They have a Bigfoot Exorcist.
Mona, you've got to get ready. It's only like 3 months away from NFW Shark Attack Weeks.
So I should. leave town and change my name now.
So yeah, I mean, Shark Exorcist 2, Unholy Waters, which was released in 2024, has a 3.8 out of 10.
On IMDb. Go on vacation to see Nudie say I got attacked by a shark and I can't watch Shark movies anymore.
That sounds cool. I mean, if this is a 1.2 or 1.3, then part 2 is like a 3.4, 3.5.
Don, did you watch Into the Deep yet?
Yeah, isn't that the one that we did?
No, this is the one with Scout Taylor Compton.
Oh, I know which one you're talking about. Yeah, no, that's the one that I'm saving. That's one of the new watches I'm saving.
Okay.
Yeah, the new watches I'm saving are that one, Shark Island. And there was another one I found on Tubi.
Shark Island, is that new?
Yeah, it's a picture of a shark with a picture of like a triangular mountain in the background. I don't know what it is. I just saw it pop up one day and I was like, ooh, shark movie. Save to watch list. Yeah, let me see. I've got everything written down here on a list. So yes, I am that anal. Shark Week 25. Shark Week. Okay, yeah. The other one that I have is 12 Days of Terror. I think that's on your Plex.
Yeah, that one. That one's really good. That's a classic. It's like the story of a New Jersey attack that I think Peter Benson got the idea for.
I heard about it. I thought I saw it years ago, but it was a different movie. It was a docudrama about the actual events. Not like a film, but like a recreation kind of.
Yeah.
I thought I had seen it, but yeah, that was a totally different one. So yeah, those are the main ones that I'm going to get to for Shark Week this year. And then I think there's two or three others that are supposed to come out that I don't know if they're going to make it by then. But yeah, those are the three that I want to do for Shark Week is Into the Deep, Shark Island, and then 12 Days of Terror, because those are like the last ones I have left.
Are they possessed by sharks? Do sharks act like horny women on land?
Yeah, that's the whole point. That's why the sharks are able to get them on land.
They're all like horny cats rolling around on the floor. Oh, land.
So wait, which movies did you ban, Nudie?
Polonia Brothers.
Okay.
Cannot
apparently, apparently there's a cat NATO.
Oh, yeah, I've seen that. Cat NATO.
Apparently it's terrible. But it exists.
Well, it's by the same guy that did this one.
Oh, well, then you answered your own question, Sam.
Oh, yeah, I know it's terrible. I'm looking at it. It's like 1.7 out of 10. But
yeah, it's by the same guy that did this one.
There's also a movie called Ebola Rex.
Ebola Rex.
And Crack Coon.
No, was it? I think Carly was in that one.
Yeah, Crack Coon is fantastic. I love the movie.
Podcasting friend Carly, I think, was in that one.
That one does have a 3.6 out of 10 on IMDb.
That's way too low. That movie's so much fun.
That sounds like the way Don's gushing. It sounds about a right review.
No, it really is. It's so much fun. Yeah, I really liked that one.
No, I love your ability, Don, to just look past all the trash in every movie and just enjoy it. I wish I could do that, but I can't do it.
Well, it's not like I'm saying these movies are bad. I mean, even in that review, I said the technical qualities were god-awful.
I know, but your first line in the review was, there's really not much bad with this one.
Well, I know, but I'm just saying a lot of what's wrong with it is just the technical presentation of it. I mean, it's a pretty big feature, but if you're actually looking like quantity of positives, then yeah, okay, the technical presentation is just like one negative. I mean, it's just kind of how it is. It's a big issue, but it's just looking at it like quantity.
I love the way you can just look past all of that.
No,
like, I just watch so much of it. I mean, I'm friends with like so many of these.
That? Are you just a happy guy? See, it is. You're just, you feel bad for them. You're like, those are my friends, so I'm not going to give them a bad review.
Yeah.
Well, it's not like I was friends with them when I first saw it. I wasn't friends with them when I first saw it, but I mean, I've become friends with a lot of them.
I think you could see the pipe that was shooting the puke out of her mouth.
I think it's hysterical that the shark speaks through the people in this like weird manly voice.
Well, Don did say in his review that not much makes sense in this movie, so he was right about that.
Yeah.
Given some of the movies you've made me watch, I'm not complaining about how little this makes sense. I'm just saying.
Come on, you didn't enjoy that little alien thing running around.
No, dear God, no, I did not. I would take shark exorcists all day over weird little alien things running around.
All right, thank how about you. Wang Wang?
I don't particularly care for Wang Wang either.
Oh, well, you're in luck. We got another one to watch.
Oh, I know you were saving one.
But it is the last. No. So.
That one was not as good as the one before that.
You know, it's a shame that Wang Wang didn't blow up and make like 50 different movies, which would have been awesome.
The priest is possessed!
There's a documentary, I think, about him too, but I haven't been able to find that.
The priest is possessed!
I was going to say, wasn't that spirit. Documentary search? Yeah, wasn't that documentary like searching for Wang Wang or something?
Yeah. I've been looking around. I can't find it. Oh, a shark at the... Oh, Jesus Christ.
The top of the moon.
Oh, there it is. There it comes.
Oh, my God. Well, now I see where Don's one star came from. definitely that scene.
Like I said, that was a two-minute exorcism attempt. I wasn't lying.
Wow.
Yeah.
She got like scales coming out of the side of her face.
I think that's just acne.
Her face.
You're rude.
I thought it looked like they were moving. I thought something was like gonna pop out of them. Sorry, I didn't mean to disrespect you, unknown blonde actress.
Molly.
Yeah. Just had some bad acne that day. Not my fault.
That's a very nice cracked parking lot there.
It's amazing it's empty too.
Yeah.
What, you think people actually paid for? You think these are actually like paid to shoot there? He just found an empty parking lot.
Gonna go randomly go swimming in the shark lake.
Yeah. She's being called to
it. She has like some serious like trapezoids.
Yeah, she has a great gluteus maximus.
Well, I wasn't looking at her butt, but.
You know, if the camera panned down a little, they could actually tell what her butt looks like.
Right, yeah. Exactly.
Yeah, she looks like she works out. Well, that'll explain the pimples then.
Yeah.
She's shots. The place is eerily quiet.
There's even lichen growing on a tree and some creepy guy spying on her.
There's a tree fucker.
Yeah.
20 minutes.
Yeah. I was going to say, it's so overcast. Why are you going to go swimming in a day like this anyway?
In a legit movie, they would have cut this scene like 10 minutes ago. Mm-hmm. She would have got out of the car and then been at the lake. And she walked right by that creepy guy and didn't even notice he was there.
Everybody laying out their towels on grass. I'm sorry. Every time I've gone to the beach, I have not laid down my towel on grass. It's sand. Oh.
Technically, I don't think they have much sand.
Is this a lake? Maybe it's not even a real beach. Maybe it's a lake beach.
I think it is.
It's not a beach because it's definitely, there's no sand. All right, start flexing.
Right.
Show up them muscles.
Yeah.
Nope, she might have parked.
Also, like, why would you be laying there when it's, like, not even that sunny? You're not going to tan that much.
She might have parked. She at the park. She ain't at no damn beach.
She's the shark's ass.
Must be cold out.
Yeah.
Take it easy, flesh eater. It's just one nipple. Take it easy. I think he's using the new dog toy.
This movie makes no sense.
We told you that half an hour ago.
Yeah, right. Not much is wrong with this one. This movie makes no sense at all. The CGI is the worst ever. Not much wrong with this one. Classic Donna Nelly right there. We got to read more reviews more often. Even if we can't find one for this movie, we can, like, just pick a movie.
Just always go for, like, those kinds of really cheap, low-budget ones, because those are probably the best.
Yeah. Most definitely. Oh, come on. We got to watch 20 minutes of this.
Yeah.
10 minutes to walk the way down, not 10 minutes for him to walk nearer.
I will remind you. And you made us watch Ape.
The movie's only an hour and 10 minutes. It's like, good dang.
He's taking a fucking picture of her while she's sleeping.
Pervert.
He's gonna
take him in the nuts.
It is I.
There is no way in hell you wouldn't know somebody was right there. Just saying.
It is I, Park Ranger Flesh Eater.
Yeah, especially when they're reaching their hand out like that.
The fuck?
I'm only laughing because I know what's coming up after this, and I know you guys are going to say after this.
This stupid shit.
The flesh eater product.
Yeah.
Fuck, I'm watching.
Ranger flesh eater.
It is I, Ranger flesh eater.
Oh my god. This is ridiculous.
Yeah, this is fucking
like the same picture.
Wow.
It's the same thing.
Look at my phone.
Hey, dude, aren't you supposed to look at your pictures after you run away?
Yeah, you would think.
Nope. Not for this movie.
I mean, if you're gonna look at her. Don, does she wake up in the next 20 minutes?
You'll see.
Play this movie on times two.
Uh-oh.
Oh, he just disappeared.
Yeah.
Are you fucking kidding me? Or did he just get, like...
He's like, well, I got all the pictures I need.
What the fuck? This is insane. come on.
We gotta watch her put her damn clothes back on.
Wow.
God, for booze, for the booze I'm drinking.
Oh my god, it's a nun.
What the hell? What the hell?
Murderous nun from the beginning.
Why didn't she run away?
So we 20 minutes of watching her sunbathe. But, and then nothing comes out with the creepy guy. Like, what the fuck? Who writes this shit?
Nobody.
Oh my god.
This is the end of the movie, ain't it?
No, we still got 12 minutes.
The 12 minutes is the credits.
Nail Satan!
Where'd this thing come from?
Well, now what's this all
that
about?
That was the original stabbed chick, though, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, because the blood on the shirt. If I wasn't high, this would be excruciating.
It's gonna eat
the
man.
I'm sober.
Yeah,
I'm not sober. Nice to meet you.
I'm pretty hammered.
Oh, the sharky shark is coming. They're totally at a different body of water.
Oh yeah,
that's on a computer. It's not even in water. That's a computer. Insert shot here.
Same shot they've been using the whole movie.
He's swimming around.
Oh, shit.
Okay, so we just had victim come back from the dead like Jason. Drag evil nun into the water. Shark swims around, and then nothing.
I told you there was no gore in this.
What the fuck? Well, I will say that this is officially the worst movie you've picked ever, Sam.
Well, you know, you're welcome.
Virus did challenge you. And
yeah, you came through. Sure did.
What the fuck's not here?
Of course he's not.
Mona, you should have him do this for Android Vision.
He's too busy helping that barbarian brother moving to Albuquerque. He's too busy helping the barbarian brother.
Yeah.
That's where he is.
She's going to eat her friend. Oh, no.
Uh-oh.
Oh, wow.
Uh-oh.
That's funny.
That was it?
Oh, wow. It does end with 10 minutes of credits. Holy shit.
No, it doesn't.
At least it wasn't long.
Come on. We're not done. Don't turn it off, people.
That's got to be it.
Oh,
is there like a blooper credits? Bloopers or something?
They're doing the Marvel thing where they do post-credit scenes.
Anyway.
Next time, Shark. The Exorcist.
Who wants to go first?
Me. No redeeming qualities, minimal effort, minimal budget. This was terrible. This is the worst. I don't know if I'd rather see this again or that fucking ice cream bunny shit.
Oh yeah, I forgot about that one.
Oh, the bunny, the killer thing?
No, Santa and the ice cream bunny.
Was it, Bunny the Killer Thing?
What?
Was it Bunny the Killer Thing? Is
no.
Is that what she said? No.
Santa and the Ice Cream Bunny.
Oh, okay. I thought I heard something else.
It's really bad.
I can do better with my phone in my backyard. It was really that bad.
It's really that bad. Yeah. All right.
claim jumpers. All right. Who wants to claim go jumper. Next?
Does Bad claim flesh eater.
Flesh eater.
An Academy Award winning movie.
Oh God. What would, well, you know, thank God for cinnamon whiskey to help me get through this one. Yeah, I'll give it a, well, since I'm feeling generous, I'll give it a two.
Two out of five or two out of star. Ten?
It's what?
Exactly.
What is it?
I said, is it, it's a, is what? It a two out of five or a two out of ten?
Since I'm feeling generous, I'll give it a two out of ten.
All right. Wayless.
Zero.
I mean, it was pretty hilarious.
Zero. Fuck this movie. Zero.
Is that a zero out of ten?
Zero out of ten.
I take it that's a zero out of ten.
Don, what the fuck are you watching right now?
Negative one.
Seriously, are we just watching some girl shopping? Like, what is going on?
Yeah. Yeah,
yep. Rubbing herself all over the fucking stuffed sharks.
Good Lord. All right, Sam.
Yeah. This is just fucking ridiculous.
And this one.
But I'm highly entertained, so. I'd give
this
it
one
a.
It doesn't have my cooties on it.
I don't know. I'd give it like a. Like, realistically, it's probably like a one out of five, but I was amused, so.
So what is it?
Well, like realistically, I said it's like probably quality wise, it's like one out of five. But I guess I'd give it a two out of five. I don't think it's the worst thing I've watched. I think you've inflicted worse upon me. So.
I'm gonna have to do it again after watching this. This movie blows.
You just remember really there's like 10 more.
Yeah. So yeah, I'm gonna go with a zero on this one. It's really that bad. There's no redeeming qualities at all, Don. And I guess we saved the best for the last. The craziest shark person I know that writes these movies like fucking insane. Hit us, Don.
Yeah, I mean, I said it on the review. The technical qualities of this are just god awful and non-existent. It makes no sense. Everything looks cheap and flimsy. And I mean, look at all this padding that we have. We still have another five more minutes of her wandering around the shopping center.
Yeah. Oh my God.
So much like the movie, nothing comes of this either.
Yeah, no, this is just padded footage because they came in under their running time. So they went out and this is all shot illegally. This is all just him walking around with the camera filming her.
So they don't even like throw in a shark killing her at the end just to get her off our screen.
We don't even know who this is.
Right. It's probably his daughter or something.
No, this is the girl that, so she, if you remember earlier, it was probably when he was reading the review, but, there was a girl that the blonde, when she was possessed, she picks up a girl from, around town and this is actually her. She's the one that was, she was fiddling around with a shark toy in the pool.
Okay.
Cause she takes, the blonde girl takes this girl back to her house and she like tries to seduce her. And that's when the shark attacks her. And then this is, like supposed footage of like her, like elsewhere, like after the attack and all that.
Alrighty then. I'm glad this wasn't included.
Wow. Having a mental breakdown at the, fish tank.
All right. I didn't skip anybody, did I? Nope.
No.
Consensus is this movie blows.
Nope. You're welcome.
Not in a fun way.
Is it still a one out of five for you, Don, after watching this again?
Out of five, probably, yeah. I mean, one and a half. And, I mean, it's more fun to make fun of it than it is to sit through it. I mean... I mean, yeah, think about it. We still have another four more minutes of her wandering around doing
Maybe
this.
Maybe you do, but I don't think I do.
Yeah.
All right. So, yeah, this is been the Is It Really That Bad edition of Shark Shit. Thank you, Sam. And
you're welcome.
Next pick, I Don't know whose pick it is next time. Let me look up while you guys watch this girl do nothing in a mall.
I don't know. I cut that shit off already.
you were the smart one, Willis. Yeah. Anyway, I don't know whose pick it is. I got to look at the picture. But wait a minute. Picture's right here. Let me open it. I know you all can't wait to see who the next picker is. All right. Is it that bad?
Send me the picks again for both so I can put it on a post-it.
So, sadly, the next pick will be Virus. And we know we'll be in for something if he decides to show up. But if he doesn't, it's my pick. So I'll get something ready.
He'll be too busy helping that barbarian brother move in Albuquerque.
Yeah. At some point, we're going to have to make him show up to the show just so he can tell us all about that.
Yeah.
Wow, this is the first time the show's going to happen. Still got time in the movie.
Yeah, he's like doing weird comedy things.
More. It's like
this is Beth isn't really that bad. We that hope you enjoyed it.
I was okay, enough of this.
We'll talk to you next time. Good night, everybody.
Bye.
Say good night, everybody.
Later.
Bye. Later. Fuck this shit.
Good night, everybody.